You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Before we get into the new problem, let's deal with an old problem. This was 2 days ago. This time on Monday, we were chatting about a note we got from listener Karen, who was commenting on the statistic that I had shared in a Mindbender Club mailer that half of people who are currently in a relationship say it is the worst sex of their life. Half say this, the partner that they're with right now is probably the worst.
They're really bad.
So Karen wrote in, she goes, that's my situation. She goes, I'm married. She goes, he's great at everything except that. Just in the bedroom, he's
no good.
And she said, an old lover from many, many years ago reached out and asked if she'd be interested in just doing a little rendezvous. And she said, I'm thinking about it.
Which
doesn't
want
to end her marriage with her husband. She loves her husband, but it's just she's looking at a lifetime of really no nookie.
Vanilla nookie.
By far, our listeners said no, and Jeremy too. And what came up many times with people saying, hey, get some books, get some videos, get some stuff like that to help him. She wrote back thanking us for doing this, and she drops in a line that nobody even considered. First of all, she goes, it was interesting to hear what outsiders had to say. I have a lot of girlfriends telling me to go for it, and I knew a five-call set at all would bring some different perspectives. I don't take this lightly, and I appreciate you and your listeners' thoughts. P.S. Please tell Jeremy that I've exhausted all my efforts. There are no books or videos or therapy that will help. I've tried it all. Like you said, Dom, some people just don't have the skills. And then here comes the line that got to me, Jeremy.
All right.
She says, some people just don't have the skills or just simply don't care to even try. Let that sink in
He's
for a
checked
moment.
Out.
He's checked out. He doesn't want to try. He doesn't want to read books. He doesn't want to watch videos. He doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't want to. She goes, thanks again, and if anything ever comes of this, I'll keep you guys updated. Thanks for all you do. Always a fan of the show. That's the one thing that everyone who called in and said, oh, she just needs to get her husband, go, watch some videos together, stuff like that. She's tried that. He doesn't want to do that.
She's not interested.
Now, does that change your mind at all?
No, because it's still an affair, and she's still going out and doing that.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
But don't
I wonder
you agree
how much of this is her, though.
But don't you? Well, apparently not, because this other guy was like fireworks, man.
We don't know how she is. She might not be that enthusiastic as well.
Well,
so now
I
maybe
will
he's
say,
bored.
I will say that for a lot of people, you feed off the enthusiasm of your partner.
Sure. And then going back to the conversation, it's like, we talked about maybe they were explosive in the beginning or whatever, and now maybe she's the one that's fizzled out.
I don't
so
think
he's kind of like, meh.
I don't think we ever would have heard from her if her interest had fizzled out.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I'm just saying that that's an element that never came up in our discussion.
At all. That he's just like, meh.
That he's just like, I don't care. No, I don't want to learn anything. I'll be over here getting a beer. I mean.
Right. He's just not interested in it.
Again, it's really easy to, condemn somebody else to a life of that while sitting
maybe he's got low T. He's got low T.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to share that.
All right. Very good.
Here's today's entree. She says, no name, please. What do you want to call her? Did you say Lindsay?
Lindsay would be fine.
All right. We'll call her Lindsay. This is interesting. She goes, hi, boys. One of my good friends is getting married. I'm very happy for her. She finally found the right person for her. That sounds like a little shot or a dig, doesn't it?
Yes, she's difficult.
But can I get a five calls, says it all, about the date of her wedding? It's over the 4th of July weekend. Lindsay writes, I don't get many long weekends at my job, nor does my husband, and we treasure things like long holiday weekends to go do some camping or go on fun little trips ourselves. I think scheduling a wedding over a holiday weekend is incredibly selfish and rude to your guests. Now we're supposed to give up our 3-day break because she wants to get married right in the middle of it. I've suggested to my husband that we blow it off and go do our own thing instead. he thinks I'd probably ruin the friendship and that we should just go. So five calls says it all. Do we sacrifice our holiday weekend for the wedding or blow it off? No name, please. We'll call her Lindsay.
All right, how Lindsay, about that one? How about that?
Any comment you want to make about people who schedule a wedding during a holiday?
Because seems like an expensive time to book a wedding. You know, I feel like there'd be a hot day. Because I'm with her. Like, that's the last thing I would want to do on a beautiful summer, long summer weekend, is go park myself at a wedding. Yuck. But if it's a good friend,
you kind of feel obligated.
You kind of have to make the most of it, right? I mean, at least you're going for a free meal and hopefully, fingers crossed, an open bar. And we're awfully close. Could you bail at this point? Yeah, you could bail.
Of course you could.
It's the 9th. You could bail.
You got a month.
You could bail all day long. I say bail. Yee! Go for it. Be naughty.
I think I want to be swayed by listeners on this one.
All right. We could take some calls.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Lindsay is requesting five calls, says it all. Do you blow off a good friend's wedding? Because you just don't get many three-day weekends, and you don't want to sacrifice the whole thing.
That is a jerk move.
Just for your little three-hour, you know, because the ceremony will be, what, 20 minutes at the most?
Sure.
And you got a couple 3 hours for a reception, but that is right in the middle so that you can't do anything
else. It's an all-day thing. You can't do anything else. Yeah.
She wants to know if it's cool just to blow it off. I don't know. We have full phone lines. Hey, Jill, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Jill.
What do you think? Should she blow off the wedding or not?
No, she's the one being rude then. If we're going to call rude rude, she's rude.
It's just another stupid wedding, though, and it's summertime.
And it's only one weekend. She's not going to have to go out with them every anniversary
but
from there
Jilly,
on out.
Jilly Willy, it's a long weekend. You got the extra day
Jilly
to go out and look
Jilly.
At moose and stuff.
Well, she can do that in the morning.
Boy, you're harsh.
No,
I think
you can't.
Jeremy.
Weddings are always inconvenient, no matter when it hits.
Well,
I mean,
that's
seriously.
True.
But it's on America's
so,
Day.
Suck
Jeremy.
It up. It's a friend for sure.
Jeremy,
unless
what?
You're willing to sacrifice this friendship, then yeah, don't go.
All right, what?
Jeremy.
What?
I think we're talking to somebody who got married during a holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I got married September 30th.
Are you a wedding planner or something?
No.
Do you own a flower shop?
Nope, totally not.
All right.
She's the caterer,
think,
you know. One,
caterer.
She's a caterer, so
Jill's
one less
the caterer.
Stay-at-home mom now, bitching a... griping about things.
All right, you're funny.
No,
listen, we got to run. Have a great, great day. Thank you for that fun call. We appreciate
you. You're goofy.
All right, that's one vote to go to the wedding.
Yes.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great. What do you think?
I think that if you're a true friend, you'd show up to the wedding. She's not being selfish at all.
The whole true friend thing.
Well, okay, hold on. Let's back up.
All
weddings
right.
are pre-planned so far in advance. She should have known this, and now she's complaining about it?
No. She's always known. They're just having the conversation because they don't get very many. Some people are blessed with all sorts of vacation time and stuff. They're not.
Yep.
This is very valuable, precious time.
I think she's looking at the calendar now going, ah, crap, this is in a few weeks. Now we can kind of plan our exit if we want to.
Mm.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. If she's looking at the calendar now, she could have planned her other time away a different time. I don't get many long weekends either, but if there was a wedding, I'd go to it.
Oh, you would?
You're not a real guy.
To do the chicken dance?
Weddings are a party, dude.
Dude.
Oh, dude. Weddings are the worst parties, though. That's...
What if she gets there and it is like a closed bar and it's all stuffy? What if it's not that type of wedding?
You're sitting at your little round banquet table.
Eating your little slab of dry chicken. Day ruined.
And how many times do you say, oh, she looks so lovely in that dress? You only say that two or three times, yeah, like, and then you don't got anything else to talk about.
Right. So Andrew's vote is to go.
Is, I put it down. Go.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew.
Oh, we got so many people mad at us right now. What's with all the guys on the phone?
I don't know. Guys love weddings apparently now.
What? I can't believe there's so many guys who want to comment on this. Hello, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good, Rich.
It's a great day. What do you think? Should she go or blow it off?
I think she should go. And yes, I did get married over a holiday weekend.
Oh, what a jerk.
Was that people coming from out of town, it gave them extra time to travel, etc.
So yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what they wanted to do.
Yeah, that's what they were really hoping for.
What holiday?
Made their whole year, dude.
Uh-huh. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad Rich gave us an extra day to go sit at the airport.
Memorial Day weekend.
That's what I wanted to do. You know, there's nothing like traveling and flying on a holiday weekend, buddy. Those are great trips.
Rich is the best. Don't be mad, Rich. We're just joking. I'm sure your wedding was lovely.
Of course it was lovely. His bride was beautiful.
He looks very stunning as himself.
Who sits back and says, our family's going to love us? We allowed them to travel during a holiday weekend.
Yeah. They're going to love standing in security.
I think if you're going to book a wedding, you should almost check with the airlines to find what the slowest days of it. What's the slowest weekend of the year?
Perfect. Sometime in February.
Yeah, probably so. Hey, listen, nobody get mad. We're just having a little bit of fun. Miranda, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
I think she should blow it off.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. I'm a true American, and I would rather celebrate 4th of July than stay at some wedding.
That's for firing pop bottle rockets out of your rear end and drinking some PBR.
Exactly. And I think if you're not part of the wedding party, then why should you have to go?
It's easier to bail, right?
Let me ask you a different question, Miranda. When did we slip into bizarro world? Because Miranda, the chick, is calling in saying, ditch the wedding. And the guys so far, men, are all about, let's go to a wedding.
I just love getting dressed up and going to a wedding.
Jeremy, did you and I fall down and bump our heads and land in an alternate reality?
I think so.
Miranda? Maybe it's because I've been to plenty of weddings that were super boring over holiday weekends, and I wouldn't want to
like,
go to this one.
No more. You've been there, done that. Put your foot down.
Exactly.
Oh, you're delightful. You can party with us anytime, Miranda. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
I mean, am I right? Why are all the guys saying go to the wedding?
I don't know.
I think in my life, I've met two guys who were fans of going to a two. And we've already had two in the last 5 minutes.
I didn't even want to go to my own wedding. Like, oh, do we have to?
Wait a minute. Here's another guy. Hello, Chad. Let me guess. We were putting down your vote for go to the wedding, right?
Good morning, boys. Man, I got a doozy for you. I'm glad you took my call. Here's the deal. My brother did this to me, and I was so frustrated, and it was really mixed feelings between the whole family. What do you do when it's your family? You have to go. I say ditch it. Don't go. The guys are talking about. That's nuts.
So did you what holiday was your brother's?
What's that?
What holiday was your brother's wedding?
The 4th of July.
Same thing.
Really touchy for me. Can you tell?
And you ended up going?
Yep, we did go, and I enjoyed it. It was a wonderful wedding, but I would never recommend it for anybody to plan on a holiday. I just think, why not Thanksgiving or Christmas now? You know, just why a holiday?
Yeah, where does it stop? Where does it stop?
You know, let's do it on October 31st, too. You know, what's the next one we want to pull it off?
Labor Day, I guess. Uh-huh. Chad,
and you're not supposed to wear white after what day, I guess, right?
All right, Chad, we really pulled your string on this, man. Listen,
relax.
You are,
buddy. Take a breath.
You're fun. I want you to have a great day, okay?
You guys, too, actually. You made my day taking my call. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
man. We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for being on the show. Well, it's 3-2. We did our five, but there is a sixth call. I guess we should take. It's another dude. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
What do you say, Tommy boy?
I say go to the wedding.
Oh, here we go.
Because in addition to the other people who said yes, my reason is that if the roles were reversed and she was getting married, wouldn't she want her best friend there?
She probably wouldn't have booked it on a holiday.
She never would have booked it on a holiday weekend.
Regardless, if she's a good friend, she would want her best friend there if the roles were reversed.
But that's not fair.
Probably,
listen, thank you for your
call.
You're
probably right, but it's not
fair. But it's not fair to say it like that because Lindsay has made it clear that weddings on holidays are verboten.
That being said, I think she should go.
I think she should. I'll put your vote down. I'll put mine.
She needs to go. It's a good, good for
you. So the final was 5-3 in favor of go. So there you go, Lindsay. You wanted five calls, says it all. We gave you eight. Well, six calls and our votes. And the consensus is you've got to go.
You got
to
go.
All of that fun camping and stuff you wanted to do over the holiday,
sorry.
Forget it.
Nope, not happening.
You're going to be in uncomfortable shoes, eating rubber chicken.
Trying to catch a stupid bouquet of flowers.
chicken dance. How many people are mad at us
right now? Stupid chicken dance.
Not only that, but you know the DJ will play I Will Survive.
And all the stupid ones.
The worst songs.
Have
did
fun.
I tell you that for our wedding, Marky from Mix 100 did the music, was our DJ. Good old Marky Mark. And only thing we gave, he says, is there any particular songs you want played? I said, no, I'm going to give you a list of songs you are forbidden to play.
It's perfect.
And I gave him probably 10 or 12 songs. I said, I will kill you if you play any of these. So you cannot
shove you down.
You cannot play any of them.
That's a good idea.
Oh, it's classic.
Really,
you know, it made everything so much better.
That's good.
You knew the 10 worst wedding songs were not going to come up.
All right, Lindsay, have fun at the wedding.
Yeah, have a good time. You might as well go ahead and stow that camping gear back in the garage.